Lord, grant that the words which I speak and the thoughts of all of our hearts might be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We're still in the Easter season. We're celebrating the fact that Jesus is alive. He is risen from the dead. And our gospel reading this morning, in that reading, the disciples encounter the risen Lord Jesus. Just prior to this morning's reading, we meet two travellers on the road to Emmaus. And they had encountered Jesus, and they had run all the way back into Jerusalem to share their story with the disciples. And so the disciples are together discussing this. We can only imagine what was going through their minds when they've been hearing these words, and also they heard what the women had spoken coming from the tomb that morning. Is this true? What does this mean? What on earth is going on? What's this talk about Jesus being alive? I mean, this isn't something that normally happens. And suddenly, in the middle of their discussion, Jesus stands among them. Here he is with them. Now, the disciples are clearly frightened. But they do come to see that Jesus is very much alive. He speaks to them. He shows them his hands and his feet and invites them to look and to see. And he even eats some food. He is not a ghost. He is Jesus, risen and alive before them. This is beyond extraordinary. And this is hugely significant. And there are a few points to be made. First of all, the fact that Jesus has risen is fulfilling Scripture. Jesus draws the disciples' minds back to Scripture, back to what we know as the Old Testament. To the fact that the Messiah would suffer and rise on the third day. And this has all just happened. It's all very current at this point. So they are seeing long expected scripture being fulfilled here and now in Jesus. I could draw your minds to the Psalms or to Isaiah, scriptures that pointed to the suffering Christ and the risen Lord. Here he is, the Lord Jesus. Jesus most clearly suffered and died. The events of Good Friday were horrendous and still very fresh in the disciples' minds. And here Jesus is before them, without a doubt, alive. He is indeed the Son of God and the Messiah. Jesus can be trusted. The words of Scripture can be trusted. And if we want to get to know Jesus more today, we can go to Scripture. We can be drawn to Jesus through the Word of God. And secondly, the fact that Jesus is alive, it shows, it declares his victory over death. Death is that huge horror that has hung across creation. It is the enemy that has arrived as the result of sin. It is that horror that is before all of humanity, something that humanity has not been able to deal with. Jesus has dealt with death. He has overcome. This is huge. Death could not hold him. So if any come to Jesus and truly trust in him, they find life. And I'll pick up again later on this point. But to go a wee bit deeper, going back to Jesus' words, the next point I want to pick up on is the forgiveness of sins. Again, Jesus reminds the disciples of Scripture, and he points forward to a preaching, to a message that will go out into all the world, and that is repentance. For the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. In Jesus, forgiveness can be found. Forgiveness is our greatest need. And when Jesus died, he took upon himself sin. He died in the place of sinful humanity. And the fact is that all have sinned. Jesus bore the sins of many. He took the punishment we deserved for sin upon himself. He became the sacrifice offered once for all time to take away sins. And I draw your attention to the letter to Hebrews. And so any who come to him, who confess their sins and their need, who accept his death as the sacrifice for their sins, will receive forgiveness. All who repent and who believe in Jesus will find their burdens lifted, and they can come before God. All of us have sinned. We may not be outrageous criminals or the most dreadful people, but in the words of Paul to the Romans, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Let's each one of us be honest. We have all done what we know we should not have, and we haven't done what we should. These things might not seem huge in the eyes of general public, but sin is sin, and it puts a big blockage between us and God. And sadly, many refuse to recognize sin in their lives, whether it's huge or whether it's small. Many find ways of excusing it away, of covering it up, or ignoring it, but sin is still there. Another very common problem is the idea of being a good person and trying to build up a credit system of good and hoping that we'll be covered, almost as if using goodness to counteract the sin. But that doesn't work either, because none of us are truly good. And no matter how much good we do, sin is always there, like a huge stain. We can't remove it on our own. What is needed is an honest assessment of our lives, what we have done or not done, and admitting that we've done wrong. Now, indeed, there are many who recognize sin and who are sorry for it, and yet don't quite know what to do with it. Many can be haunted by a burden from the past, longing to move away from something they know was wrong. If you are someone who recognizes sin, and if it is weighing on your mind, then Jesus holds before you the most amazing gift. You can turn to him. You can bring your sins to him. And trust he knows them already. Simply come in honesty to Jesus with your sins. Confess them. Ask his forgiveness. Trust in his death and resurrection. And if you come in honesty and genuine repentance and faith, you can find forgiveness. Your sins will be taken away. That huge burden will be lifted. This is an indescribable invitation which is open to everyone. But the choice is before each one of us whether we accept or reject. And to pick up on an earlier point, if we find that forgiveness in Jesus, if we come to him, we don't need to fear death. Because as I mentioned earlier, Jesus has overcome death. And death cannot hold any who come to Jesus, who belong to Jesus, who have given their lives to him. He gives us the promise of eternal life. There is no fear in death. We don't need to fear being separated from God. And for this life, we have the assurance that Jesus is with us and for us. He came to meet the disciples where they were at. He met them in their brokenness, in their confusion, in the fog, in all the questions over what has been going on in those few days. And they were people just like you and me, ordinary people with flaws, ordinary people who struggled with faith, who had questions. But Jesus came to them, bringing them peace at the most frightening time, bringing reassurance and pointing them forward to the work of sharing the good news, bringing this invitation to forgiveness, to life, to hope, bringing this to other people throughout the world. Jesus is alive. This is beyond significant. His death and his resurrection are the most significant events in history. Today, I encourage you to come to the living Lord Jesus. Come to him as you are. Seek Jesus. Be honest with him. If you've never thought about your need for forgiveness, think about these things now. Take this seriously. Seek Jesus. Seek the life he offers. Seek a living faith. And let Jesus meet you. Let him touch your life. Let him be Jesus. Let him be your risen, real, and living Saviour. And just draw our thoughts together in prayer. Lord, we thank you that you are alive. We thank you that you came to meet with your disciples. We thank you that you knew their needs. And we thank you that you hold out the gift of forgiveness and eternal life to each one of us. Soften and touch our hearts. Make us willing to meet with you and to cast all our burdens at your feet. We ask these things, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen.